Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
The career of Emmylou Harris, singer, songwriter, winner of a dozen Grammys, occupant of both the Country Music Hall of Fame and the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, begins in country, diverts through rock, annexes folk, trios with Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt, revisits acoustic and emerges via a detour through her dog rescue shelter in Nashville. Her musical relationship with Gram Parsons is one of the most important in the history of country/rock music, and as you'll hear, his death in 1973 left her at a musical crossroads. She survived and has become a country music legend, redefining the genre as cool and making our shabby studio look smoking hot when she came in to record her Inheritance Tracks.
I didn't really come from a musical family, and music wasn't really a big part of my youth in that traditional sense, but I do have a memory of, I think, the first record I ever bought with my own money was a birthday present from my brother, who's 4 years older than me, and it was Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill.
My father was in the service, so we used what they call the post exchange, the PX. So we were at the PX at the record department. And I can't remember if we actually got to play it there in the store or not. I'm trying to remember how much it was. 75 cents maybe? Does that seem too expensive? But basically it was for my brother. I don't remember caring about it one way or the other. Music is sort of, I was late coming to music, really. Not until really my teens and the folk music revival did I really, music sort of shoot through me and wake me up. I began to really open up to music, if I try to be really honest and follow it. When I first heard Peter, Paul, and Mary, to me it was the most exotic thing I'd ever heard. There was something there, and it was probably Blowing in the Wind, which is, of course, an extraordinary song. Had not heard anything like that before. So I followed that road to Bob Dylan. Joan Baez had a huge influence on me. I got a guitar, and I wanted to be Joan Baez. I wanted to just completely consume her and become her and sing like her.
But all of the vows you made.
There was a great radio station coming into the outer regions of where we lived in the suburbs from Washington, D.C., and a fellow named Dick Seri, who played a show of folk music from 7 to 12 every night. And it was my religious experience. I would be dutifully doing my homework, but I had the radio on. And, of course, I discovered the Carter family, Pete Seeger, Booker White, Ian and Sylvia. And, of course, they played such a healthy dose of Dylan and Buffy St. Marie. It was a world that just completely overtook me. And I got a subscription to Sing Out magazine. I wrote a letter to Pete Seeger lamenting the fact that I didn't have enough experience to sing about life. And he wrote me back and said, "Don't worry. It'll happen."
We're a boy. You caught a me still.
It was great to be able to get something for my brother, who sometimes he annoyed the heck out of me. But I did love him, so I knew that was something he wanted.
On Blueberry Hill.
I'm sure it was one of our better moments in our brother-sister relationship. The song that I will pass on is "Goodnight, Old World" by yours truly, Emmylou Harris.
Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning in teardrops. My eyes are so tired of the trouble I see.
I recently became a grandmother, and in trying to write songs for this album, I was working with a wonderful writer named Will Jennings. And I don't know if I would have actually addressed the subject of being a grandmother because it was still a bit new to me. But Will was very much aware of the fact that I had this new, wonderful part of my life. And in preparation for us writing, he had started the idea for like a lullaby to be inspired by this little soul named Prudence, who's my granddaughter. And so when I arrived to write, you know, he played me the opening lines of a song that he was calling Goodnight Old World. And it started out, sometimes I feel like I'm drowning in teardrops. My eyes are so tired of the trouble I've seen.
But here is this child to soften sorrow. Goodnight, old world, goodnight.
The chance meeting of one person really almost determined this whole trajectory that I ended up on that I don't really believe would have happened without that. So meeting Graham and working with him certainly is the most important event in my artistic life. Everything has followed through from there. It was very difficult to move on after Graham's sudden death. It took me so by surprise. And I had been just assuming that we would continue to work together and I would continue to learn more about this country music that I was kind of a new convert to, that I embraced.
You fell from the heaven.
The idea of just stopping never occurred to me because I was so infused with this love of this music. And also I think part of it was holding on to him by carrying on his music. There was a certain bit to this. I think it happens in the grieving process probably. But also I felt I had a job to do. It was also practically, I had to raise a child on my own. I didn't know how to do anything else but music. And I couldn't go back to just singing in folk clubs without incorporating what I knew now and what I love now and what I had a passion for, which was country music. So really, the only choice I had was to put together a little country band and try to continue my education kind of on my own.
Here is this child, soften the sorrow.
I hope that my girls have that philosophy. It acknowledges to them that they can be strong and that life is really, for all its hardships, the only show in town.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.